You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's September 12th, 2024, and welcome to another episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you the latest video game impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek, delivered to you in about 15 minutes. And to ensure that you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show on all major platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And it would be wonderful if you left a review while you're there to help spread the word about the show. Thank you so much for tuning in today, because on this episode, I'm going to be talking about Star Wars Outlaws. But first, I am sending out this week's positive vibes to Gary Whitta. Gary has worn many hats in his career: writer, screenwriter, podcast host, and video game journalist. He was the editor-in-chief of PC Gamer magazine, the screenwriter of The Book of Eli, and worked on the story for Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, which is one of the best Star Wars films, by the way. You might also have seen his pandemic-era talk show, Animal Talking, which took place entirely in-game in Animal Crossing and attracted big-name guests like Felicia Day, Elijah Wood, Brie Larson. He's also a remarkably nice guy. Not only did he take part in my Gamer Spotlight series from several years ago, but when we were doing a video campaign to encourage folks to get out and vote, he was happy to send along a video of himself for the promotion on his Animal Talking set. So that was really cool. Ask anyone who has had the pleasure of working or interacting with him, and they'll all tell you what a sweetheart he is. So positive vibes to you, sir, and thank you for being so rad. Star Wars has one of the deepest and most storied histories in gaming, dating all the way back to 1982's The Empire Strikes Back on the Atari 2600, which we had, by the way. There have been over 100 Star Wars video games. There have been amazing titles like Knights of the Old Republic, Jedi Survivor, and Rogue Squadron. But there have been, you know, plenty of duds as well. Connect, Star Wars. quality has really been hit or miss. And with such a deep catalog of games, it's tough to do anything in that universe that feels new or exciting in any way. Well, after years of EA exclusivity that came with mixed reviews, Disney offered up the franchise to other developers to take a crack at, and Star Wars Outlaws is one of the first to give that a go, and it's coming from Ubisoft and developer Massive Entertainment. In Outlaws, you play as Kay Vess, a small-time thief who is trying to escape her life on the casino planet of Canto Bite, which you may remember as that super boring detour in The Last Jedi. She takes a job with a crew to steal a fortune from a local crime boss. But the job goes sideways, and Kay is forced to escape all on her own. She steals a trip called the ship called the Trailblazer, and jumps to a nearby planet where she unfortunately crashes. She meets up with a mechanic named Waka, though, who says he can help to fix her ship, but she's going to need to find the parts first for him. So, in order to find what she needs, Kay ends up taking jobs for the various crime syndicates in town. When you start off, there are three groups that you can take jobs for: the Pike, Crimson Dawn, and the Hutts. You can either kind of go all in on one group or try and work all three of them, which is difficult because at some point these criminal organizations are going to go up against each other and you'll have to pick a side. For instance, if you take a job for the Crimson Dawn to steal something from the Pikes, your rep with the Dawn will go up, which will get you perks and rewards, but it goes down with the Pike, meaning that you'll be a target if you wander into their territory. So it's a fun system that has you choosing alliances with folks who are, by their nature, very untrustworthy. Structurally, the game shares a lot in common with other open world Ubisoft titles. You'll be running around the map, taking on side quests, equipping new gear that you find, sneaking around in tall grass to avoid being seen by stormtroopers. In fact, stealth has played a surprisingly large part in the gameplay during the first 10 or so hours that I've played. It's fairly standard stuff like hiding in the aforementioned grass, whistling to attract guards before taking them down, and avoiding security cameras. I'm fine with stealthy mechanics and it's done pretty well here. I was just surprised to see so much of it. If you do get spotted, you've got your blaster to take on enemies, but the shooting only feels okay. You know, I think it would benefit from like a tighter Gears of War type of system, you know, where you can snap to cover and pop and drop enemies. You know, this isn't bad, but getting into a shootout is probably my least favorite thing in the game so far. Before I talk about anything else, I kind of feel like I've buried the lead here. Wherever Kay goes on her adventure, she will be accompanied by her partner, Nyx. And Nyx is, I actually don't know what Nyx is. He's kind of like an alien cat, who you can use to collect loot, unlock doors, distract surveillance cameras, and even attack guards for a few seconds to give you time to run up and finish them off. He is cute, helpful, and of course, you can pet him. And you can unlock little accessories for him, like right now I have a little pair of goggles that he wears, and it's amazing. You've also got some vehicular mayhem to get into. You've got your trusty speeder bike, which is actually a lot of fun to zip around in, and it controls really well. Then, there's your ship, or more specifically, the ship that you stole, the Trailblazer, and this will take you back and forth between different planets, into space stations, and there's space combat as well, which also feels pretty darn good. You can also fully upgrade both the cosmetics of your vehicles as well as different systems and weapons on the ship. The thing that I think Outlaws does best is probably, you know, how it creates an immersive Star Wars world for you to explore. I love the recent Jedi games, but they often felt less like real lived-in worlds and more like a playground, you know? And the levels usually felt kind of empty. Whereas Outlaws, on the other hand, is jam-packed with droids and creatures and merchants and all sorts of little details in the world that really give you that feeling that you're there and that you're in this Star Wars universe. And there are also several locations that will be familiar to fans, and are recreated really well. When it comes to placing you inside of the world of Star Wars, I think Outlaws might do it better than anyone ever has. Like I said, I'm only about 10 hours or so into the game, but I'm already having a really good time, despite, you know, some bugs and jank that pop up. There's a ton to do. From Sabacc, their version of the, you know, the card game that you need to travel around the world to discover players to go up against, to betting on races on Kanto and loads of side quests and missions to discover off of the beaten path. And K-Vess is just a fun character to play as. She has that charm and cockiness, you know, that you would expect from a Han Solo surrogate. And I'm interested to see where her story goes. This is a fall season that is packed full of games that I want to try and get to, but I do have a feeling that I will be making time to return to Outlaws for quite a while. So Christina's been playing this game, My Time at Portia, which is available on Game Pass. It's one of those farming sim type of games where you're, you know, growing crops, making recipes, lots of crafting, you know the type. It looks fine enough. It has kind of a mobile game vibe, you know, but she's having fun with it. So, you know, whatever. And one of the features in these kind of games is managing relationships. And after spending a lot of time watching her play while, you know, I'm sitting on the couch doing something else, I'm starting to wonder if I need to worry about this dude, Arlo. You know, this is the guy that she's chosen to romance in the game. And I don't like how this fella is working his mojo on my wife. He's the leader of the Civil Corps. He's a fighter. He protects the city. And aside from having one of those weird beards that, like, doesn't have a mustache, it's just the beard, he's not a terrible looking guy. I'm overweight, starting to bald, and have a pair of inflammatory diseases. She makes a point to tell me every time Arlo asks her out on a date or gives her a gift. And, you know, she's not outright saying it, but there's definitely a tone that says, I need to step my game up. You better watch it, Arlo. There are a lot of big games coming out this fall, and it would be a shame if you were accidentally deleted from my hard drive. Last week's question for Polling at Threads was, what was the best Pokemon starter trio? And with 39% of the vote, Gen 1 edges out a win. Turns out the original lineup of Bulbasaur, Charmander, and Squirtle are still the best in the eyes of the fans. Gen 3 took second place with 31%. Gen 7 came in third with 16%. And Gen 2 takes last place with 15%. So this week's question is, which is your favorite Star Wars trilogy? Is it the original, the prequels, or the sequels? And I know this might seem like an obvious one, like an easy pick, but I know there are some diehard supporters of those other films. So I'm curious to see how many people choose those ones. So go visit Midlife Side Quest on Threads after the show to cast your vote, and I will share the results on next week's episode. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. We are getting closer. We're just 2 weeks from episode 100. Amazing. You can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review while you're there. And you can follow me on Threads by looking for Midlife Side Quest. So until next week, be well and happy gaming. Thank you.